Well, good evening. It's a funny thing when you come to St. John's, oftentimes people reach out to you and say, hey, would you do this? And instinctively you go, sure. And then a little while later you get an email reminding you of what you said sure to, and you go, huh, okie dokie, got it. So not really wanting to mess this up, I will confess that I had a meeting with Father Lonnie yesterday to kind of, you know, run by him what I was going to say to make sure I didn't go off the rails or anything odd. So this is Father Lonnie approved, if you will. So the idea and the premise was that I'm supposed to talk a little bit about where faith and life intersects. And I'm sure everyone has a moment in their life where they feel like, hey, you know, something pretty cool just happened, and I'm not sure exactly why, but boy, something was behind this, maybe. Well, for me, that happened in the spring of 1996. So, the day before Thanksgiving in 1995, my first wife decided that she didn't want to be my wife and left me and my children. I became a single father overnight. At the time, I was working for Walgreens, working 60 hours a week, and life was going to be a challenge at that point to try and work through how I was going to juggle kids and ball practices and dance lessons and after school and all those kinds of things that just go with being a parent, right? And so long about first of the year, my daughter's teacher at a parent-teacher conference says, hey, Matt, I know you've had an awful lot going on and, you know, Kelsey's really doing great, but would it help you if, you know, one day a week I kept her after school, let her clean the blackboards, do all that kind of stuff, do her homework, and then how about I take her to church? We've got a program at my church called Awanas, and Awanas is kind of like Christian Scouts, for lack of a better term, only they wear red. I don't know why they do. Anyway, so lo and behold, I said, that would be great. She goes, and after the Awanas program, then they do like a little Bible study for adults, but there's always a meal, so she'll get fed, and you just don't have to worry about it. And I'm like, this is fantastic, because she was in second grade at the time. And so my oldest was in fifth grade, and he was a little bit more self-sufficient at that point. Not completely, but a little bit more, that I didn't have to stress that much. So she's going, my daughter's loving it, just eating it up. I'm like, this is fantastic. At the time, I was not a real churchgoer at all. I grew up in a family of faith. My mom was Lutheran. My dad was Methodist. He even went to the Methodist seminary, that's awkward. Sure glad you're recording this. Anyway, so lo and behold, I converted to Catholicism and then got very disenchanted with the church for a number of reasons, which is probably the basis for another talk some other day. However, I hadn't been in church in a long time. And so here I am, going to church once a week to pick up my kid, but not going, not participating, just, hey, this is fantastic, it's good for my daughter, a great role model, all these kinds of things. So I'm at a parent-teacher conference, and Phyllis Egan is the teacher's name, her husband Bill. So Phyllis says, I just want you to know, Kelsey's getting straight A's, everything is great. Yes. And she says, I was wondering, why don't you come to church with us sometime? And immediately my brain went to, well, you know, I've got 9,000 excuses and I'm starting with number one right now, right? And I've got things to do, I've got laundry to do, dog ate my homework, you know, I mean, it was just bad. And so each week, Phyllis was not deterred. We didn't have parent-teacher conferences. She sent a note home, because when you're in second grade, they send home that folder of papers. Because if they send them one-on-one, your kid always loses them. So there's a ginormous folder that you have to sign for, send back. And in there was a note. Mr. Hudson, want to come to church Sunday? Nope. Not doing it. And I'm not sure how many times I used the excuse that, you know, my grandparents had passed away, my dog had died. I mean, I was running out of excuses. And so lo and behold, I don't know, it'd been easily a couple months. I mean, easily a couple of months of just not going. I get home from work, and judging from this crowd, some of you will remember what this device is. It's called an answering machine. We used to have those when we had landlines. And lo and behold, I press the old button there. Hi, Matt, it's Phyllis Egan. was wondering if you would come to church Sunday. Well, shoot, I can't send a note back. She's there. Hey, Kelsey, guess what? We're going to church Sunday. So we head to Naples Bible Church, was her church. And so we head down there, and the service was lovely. Absolutely. She had saved a couple of seats for me. She was all excited that I was there, and I'm like, well, this is great. And I'd never been to the church before. It was a completely different worship service. It was an hour long. Half was music, half was scripture. People were taking notes in their Bibles. It was completely different than Catholicism. And so I was a little fish out of water, but the music was great, and I kind of enjoyed it. I'm like, oh, this is wonderful. So service is done. I'm like, thank you so much for inviting me. All right, Kelsey, let's go. Oh, no, we're not done yet. Huh? We've got Sunday school. Of course we do. Yes, of course we do. And so we head off to Sunday school. Kelsey heads off to her class, and I go with Phyllis and Bill because we're going to Sunday school. And they said, we happen to be teaching Sunday school, and we have a new class starting this week. Oh, okay, which means I'm certainly on the hook for many more is what I'm in my mind going. I can say that I was very resistant. I think you've picked up on that at this point. And so we get in there and we sit down, and on the board, you know, welcome to the new session of divorce care. I had no idea she taught this class. No clue. And she knew that I needed it. She knew that my life had been turned upside down overnight, literally. And then also that I was really trying to do my best to make it all work, juggle all the balls that were being thrown at me and figure out how to be a single parent and figure out how to do all those things. But there was a piece or two that was missing. One was my faith, and two was working on me and not everybody else. So I participated. It was right where I needed to be. So I get home that night, and once again, answer machine is blinking, and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. What is left at this point, right? So, ding. Hey, Matt, I wanted to let you know that a dear friend of ours has passed away, and the service is tomorrow at Epiphany Cathedral in Venice. Hope you can be there at 10. And I hit the button, started bawling. I had not been in Epiphany Cathedral since the day I was married. And yet, everything came together, and I went to church, I went to Sunday school, I got a good dose of the beginning of how to work on me in preparation for going into a place where I knew would be flooded with memories. Not just of the person that had passed, but of my marriage. And so I always look back at that time as a period of time in which, you know, I could have somehow figured out how to keep putting her off until maybe she was in third grade, I don't know, which would have been difficult. But I am so glad that I finally heard the message, received a little grace, and said yes. Because that led me to do other things. And I got involved with her husband, Bill. We went to the Million Man March of Christian Men in D.C. I started being a mentor for troubled youth with alcohol and drug abuse. And just, it worked. And meanwhile, kept focusing on what was important in my kids, but on me. And so sometimes you find that when you least expect it, and even if you're not sure you want it, all the pieces of the puzzle come together. And none of that, in my mind, could have happened without a good, healthy dose of faith and belief in God. And so, that's my grace story. So thank you.